Males are born. Men are built. This is the Great Man Podcast, where we want you to build great men as you allow other men to build you. Join New York Times best-selling author Stephen Mansfield, along with seasoned leaders of men, Anthony Flemons and JT McCrow, as we bring a wide range of experience and expertise to help you become the great man you are designed to be. With you this week is Stephen Mansfield.
Gentlemen, let us begin. Great to have you with me here at the Great Man Podcast, where we call out greatness in men. I want to dive into a topic in this episode that I've not really dealt with before. I'm going to hit hard and move fast, so come along with me. I want to talk about bitterness towards women and how it diminishes us as men. I got to tell you that I have spent a lot of time with men, especially men later in their lives. Maybe they're looking back over the course of their lives with me and they're thinking through what caused them to make destructive turns. You'd be surprised how many times it was some woman who embittered them. It could have been a mom. It could have been a wife. It could have been, who knows what, a female boss, just females in their lives. And somehow the way they spun out of that relationship was just filled with bitterness, became a cancer to their souls, and deformed them. So I want to dive into this topic. Maybe you're married, maybe you're dating, maybe you are coming out of a divorce and heading into another marriage, you're hoping to one day. You're living in a world with increasingly strong, rising, accomplishing women. You have to interact with women all the time, thankfully. We're grateful for that. But you know what? If you have lots of opportunities to be offended, you have lots of opportunities to become bitter. You have lots of opportunities to become wounded. So let's dive into this a little bit and talk about this. Maybe it'll help your marriage. Maybe it'll help your dating life. It certainly will help you function in the world. You can't just avoid women, which of course would be absurd in the first place. I want to tell you that there are three main reasons that women have great potential to hurt men. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying they have power to hurt us, and some of the reasons are actually good. Okay? First of all, we are sensitive to women because we are made for them. We are made to be open to them. We are made to give our hearts to them. We are made to have God-given receptors from women. I'm married to Beverly, and I have God-given receptors. So what she says goes deep. It has an impact on me. I think about it, the way she treats me, her mood in a given day. You know, sometimes I go, what if I've done something? You know what I'm talking about. And also, it can be wonderful. She's all happy and up, and, you know, there's a lot of spark happening. You understand what I'm talking about. And I have receptors. I'm sensitive to her, as I should be, because I am made to be paired with a woman of God's choosing. And so that's part of the reason that we are sensitive to them. I don't mean we're sensitive to all women in exactly the same way, but many of the things that cause me in trouble about women are actually because of good things. I mean, for example, you know, a lot of us battle lust. Well, thank God, though, that we find women attractive and we find them shapely and we watch them move and think, wow, that's amazing. Even the Bible celebrates the way of a man with a maid and the way a woman moves and the specialness of her neck or her ears. I mean, even the Bible celebrates these things. It's not impure to find them attractive. Now, of course, that if it's done the wrong way, out of the context of marriage and becomes a bondage to you, it becomes a prison of its own. But what I'm saying is we are sensitive to women physically, mentally, spiritually, because we're made for them. It's a good thing. It's a positive thing. So be aware that the reason that the words of your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, even your sister, the reason those words hurt, the reason their treatment goes deep, is because we are made to be connected to these women. And of course, this translates over to some degree, not the same degree, to female bosses or female leaders, etc. You understand what I mean, females in society. The second reason that we are often sensitive to women and can be embittered by women easily is that the attack of a woman is often an attack on our manhood. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is your wife or your girlfriend. I'm just saying in general in life, when a woman attacks a man, I'm talking about an angry situation, a breakup, a divorce, some girl you know dislikes you, frequently it becomes an attack on your manhood. If you've gotten divorced, there's some implication, even if it wasn't specifically said, that you weren't man enough. Every man who's been divorced, some part of the case against him was that he was not in some way man enough. I don't mean that just sexually, guys. Don't just go only there, although it's possible that was included. Wasn't man enough, wasn't affectionate enough, didn't provide well enough materially, wasn't a good enough father, on and on and on. So it becomes an attack on manhood. And it can be specifically about bodies and penis size and sexual function as well. I've heard it many, many, many times in my work with men and having been around divorces a lot in my life. I don't mean with my family, although I've been very open about the fact that I have been divorced, but just the work I've done in ministry and leadership and things of that nature. So be aware that frequently when we have a rough relationship, when we have go through divorces, go through bad breakups, etc., it's an attack on manhood. And frankly, just living in Western society today, there's a pretty major feminist consensus against men, that they aren't man enough. Or if they are man enough, that it's a toxic form of masculinity. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the wounds that we sustain often have messages attached to them that are insults or questioning of our manhood. Okay? So we're made to be open to women and to have receptors that receive the signals and the input and the love and the affection of women, etc. At the same time, when it goes dark, when it goes negative, when it goes hurtful, it can be especially wounding because, again, we have those receptors to women. And again, as I'm saying, many times the attack from a woman on a man is about his manhood in some sense. But the final reason that women hurt so much is one that is kind of our own fault, although it's the way most men are made, and that is that secretly, I will tell you, most men are insecure about their manhood. Most men are not sure that they are man enough in the first place. So when a woman is negative about him, it just compounds that insecurity and that wound. Okay, so most men are walking around not sure they measure up anyway. It's interesting. I've watched in my life when a beautiful woman walks into a room. Some men are attracted and start moving towards her. Other men shrink back. Oh, I could never have anybody like that. I'm not much of a specimen myself. You can just see the retreat. And it's because most men in some area of their lives are insecure as men are not sure they measure up in the first place. So women just put their finger in that wound, so to speak. Not all women, not all the time. Of course, that's not what I'm saying. But women can easily put their wound in that. If a guy somewhere, you know, on the football field or whatever, he says, hey, man up, man, hit that guy. You don't take it as some big, you know, like I'm not any kind of man. You just take it as an encouragement to be tougher, which we've been hearing our whole lives. I grew up, as I've said many times, in a military and jock environment. Almost a good chunk of my life has been lived in that environment. And when a guy says, come on, man up, dude, I just take it as an encouragement to be more of what I am. He wasn't doubting that I'm a man in the first place. But a good-looking woman questions whether you're man enough or dumps you or whatever. You understand what I'm saying. This puts its finger right in that wound and causes us to shrink even more. So there are other reasons, and psychologists write about them all the time, but these are the main three that make us susceptible to wounding and hurt by an embitterment, therefore, by women. Now, there are some interesting responses to that dynamic in our society today. I've talked to you before about MGTOW, men going their own way. This is a movement that is offended with women, offended with feminism, offended with women who are players, basically. You know, they'll just go for the next guy and dump the previous guy and always climbing, always about the money, always about the best body and the best car, that kind of thing. Women who have turned the whole relationship between men and women into something sour and nasty and political and a power game. And so there's an entire movement. You can look this up on something as simple as Wikipedia, although there are many, many articles out there about it. And they have basically said, these men have basically said, we're done. We're done with women. We're done trying to have a serious relationship with them. We might go to prostitutes. We might stay celibate. We might do other things, but we are not going to engage with these crazy people. We don't like the feminism. We don't like the haughtiness. We don't like the way men are used. We are bitter about the way are abused in law. We are bitter about the way family courts rule and divorces. We are bitter about these things. We are involuntarily celibate. You've heard the phrase incel. Involuntarily celibate. We're ticked off about that. And so forget women. And I'm not saying it's a gay movement. I'm just saying it's a movement that rejects meaningful relationships with women. And they take care of their needs and desires in other ways. So this is, I believe, a pretty sick movement. You know, the reality is that we are meant to connect and meant to walk with women in this world, and it enhances our lives. It makes it special. It makes us wonderful. It makes it more fulfilling. The idea that one gender is going to go off by itself, reject the other, and just go alone, men going their own way, is, of course, silly. It's a response of bitterness. It's what happens when we get embittered that we withdraw, right? I don't know. Maybe you were. I was... I was 13, 14 years old, and a girl didn't pay any attention to me. And I just remember thinking, almost like a tearful, 13-year-old girl, I'll never love anybody again. It hurts too much, kind of thing. I'll never let that kind of desire arise again. You know, Sally's not paying any attention to me at all. It's a typical adolescent, immature response to a situation. What you've got to do is get over your bitterness. What you've got to do is discern among women. What you've got to do is realize the destructive philosophies that are out there among women, just like there are among men, and begin to get yourself aligned to be with the right kind of women and build sustaining, godly, righteous relationships. So this idea that men are going to go their own way and they're going to react to feminism and react to the wounds and the bitterness that is coming from the harsh femininity that's out there these days, or at least womanhood, it's silly and it's extremely destructive, extremely destructive. And I want to say very quickly, because some of you are really in the valley of pain about the very things I'm talking about, I get all of this. I'm not saying that the courts aren't biased. I'm not saying there aren't women out there who are completely about what they can get by strutting their stuff in front of a man. And if a better man comes along, they'll stop strutting in front of the one guy and go after another. No question. Not all women. Of course not all women. Just like not all men are idiots and players. But absolutely it happens. You can't believe what I've seen happen in courts, because there's bias against the man, the way a man can get absolutely raped financially and spend the rest of his life having to pay huge bills because the courts are just bias. No question. It happens. No question. I work a lot, as some of you know, with professional athletes, and there are actual websites out there for women who are teaching them how to go, and I'm going to be a little crass here, basically bed a pro athlete and build a relationship with him and entangle him, turning him into their financial fountain of glory here. In other words, the women are taught how to be sexually attractive, how to snare a pro athlete with his big old salary, and marry one if you want to. If not, just at least get him obligated. I mean, that's how crass it can be. So I'm not denying that these things happen, these motives are out there, that there are systems and conspiracies against men, by the way, just like there are against women, but I'm talking about men right now. So what you've got to do is you've got to make a decision that you're not going to be part of the wicked, unrighteous, sleep around, look for the best body, the biggest slut, what have you kind of woman, that's not the game you are playing. Of course there are good women in the world. Of course there are good, righteous women who want to have a lasting, meaningful relationship with a man and produce a family and have a lot of excitement in every way in the meantime and fill their years with joy and happiness. Of course they're out there, but you ain't finding them at the strip club. You ain't finding them probably at the end of the bar all night. You ain't finding them at nasty clubs and what have you. So you've got to decide that you're not going to play the game, but you're not going to go the direction of bitterness and removal like the Men Going Their Own Way movement, MGTOW. You've got to decide that, first of all, women are not just about venting your lust. Women are not just a source of certain pleasures for you, but that they are people whom God has given to men as men are given to women. And there's meant to be a bonding together in marriage. There's meant to be friendships. There's meant to be working relationships that are complementary and good and rich and fun. But guys, let's be honest about it. For many of us, we're taught almost from the time we're able to have a conscious thought about a woman that women are meant to be a source of certain things for men. And I got to tell you that that's an evil kind of way to think about people. That's cannibalizing relationships. That's making women really, in a sense, prostitutes. If what I'm doing is buying a girl a meal and I think I'm supposed to get something from that, well, that's just a transactional, that's kind of just an exchange that's going on. So let's go back to the issue of your bitterness. Many of us have had tremendous opportunity to be embittered by women. And the ancient word for bitterness means a form of poison. It means a poison has been poured into your soul. Your soul was pierced by words or actions, and poison was poured into it. Well, what you've got to do is come to a place where you're not looking to women for the wrong thing, and you're forgiving the wounds that have happened to you. If your mother emasculated you, spoke harshly to you, talked to you like you were no kind of man, just unmanned you and with her words, as some women, some moms can do, well, you're going to have to forgive that. You're going to have to realize that she was spouting falsehoods. You're going to have to get God's healing and cleaning on the inside of you. You're going to have to get your band of brothers around you helping to repair that. And then you're going to have to go looking for the right kind of women in the right kind of contexts. You hear what I'm saying? Bitterness is a poison. And many men will be embittered by a woman. And here's the big thing that starts to happen. That poison on the inside of them, that reaction to the pain, that increasing of the insecurity about who they are as men, it reduces them as men. It makes them bitter. It makes them angry. It makes them conspiring and snarling. It makes them turn to porn and other forms of lust, maybe even prostitutes, strip clubs. Hey, I'm not going to try. If that girl hurt me, I'm not going to go out there and date and be noble about it. I'm going to go to these nasty places where I can get my needs met some other way. Well, you see what's going on? You're being reduced as a man. You're being reduced as a man. And it's because you were hurt. So you retreat from the healthy relationships you can have with women, and you gravitate towards the unhealthy side of your soul, the unhealthy side of your fantasy life, porn, and what have you. You understand what I'm talking about. So I want you to take a good look at your life. I want you to ask yourself if you have been wounded by women. We often talk about a father wound in the work we do with men. I've talked about a father wound here on this podcast. I want to ask you if you've got a woman wound, a mom wound, a girlfriend wound, a wife wound, a divorce wound. You know what I'm talking about. Put it in your own words. And I don't mean to make light of it. Really, you could have been dumped horribly and embarrassingly when you were 17, and that's still sticking in there. I don't just gloss over those early experiences. Sometimes they set the pattern for what comes afterwards. I want you to look at your marriage. I want you to look at your dating life, if that's the stage you're in. I want you to look at your relationships with coworkers, whether they are above you or below you, so to speak, in authority with women. I want you to consider all the women you interact with. Now, I have a unique life these days because I work at a university where the top 7 officials are female. I work with an amazing woman, Karen Montgomery. I've mentioned many times here and enjoyed that relationship very much. She and David are dear friends of mine. I have an amazing and yet very strong wife in Beverly. I am surrounded by strong, gifted women, and I love it. And I've often thought, man, if I was debilitated by a series, how's that? Tried to say that 3 or 4 times, a serious series of woman wounds, female wounds in my life, if my mother had not been the great woman she was, but had tried to hurt and harm me as a man, and if I'd had a lot of difficult relationships and a lot of people gunning for me as a man, et cetera, who are female, would I be able to sustain these relationships? Would I be able to put up with them? Would I run from strong women? Would I refuse to work with them, or would I not work with them well and resent them and resent their strength and their influence in my life? I'm thinking about the fact that my life is rich because I have dozens of strong, gifted, leading women that I work with. And that would all have been robbed from me if a wound or bitterness towards females had been planted in my life. Now, I've had opportunity to be angry at certain women. Obviously, I've told you I've been divorced. And, you know, anybody just walking the planet has some woman somewhere be rude to them. Come on. We know how this is. Just like women have, you know, some man somewhere being rude to them. So you always have opportunity. I've had less than most, I suppose. But I've certainly had opportunity. And I'm so grateful that God gave me the grace to forgive and walk cleanly in those things because of the great joy of the relationship with women that I have in my life. So, gentlemen, look at your life. Look at the female wounds and be the men you're made to be, because this, my brothers, is one of the great arts of great manhood.
To join the Great Man community or to book Stephen, Anthony, or JT to speak at your men's event, go to greatman.tv. There, you'll also find incredible resources to help you become the great man you are made to be. The Great Man Podcast is a Wise Company production.